I've put up some, but PX and these are in here. Today's date is 10/07/2023. Dictation is from Ms. Connie Baldwin. Baldwin spells B-A-L-D-W-I-N. Connie spells C-O-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 12/11/1959. This is a 63-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Ms. Baldwin has a history of opioid use disorder, hypertension, chronic nausea. Is here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill. She states since her last visit, she had to see her endocrinologist, who told her that her urine is very frothy and is suspicious that she may have protein in her urine and she should desist or reduce her protein intake, period. Next paragraph, review system. Patient denies dysuria, painful urination, or frequency, period. Next paragraph, patient reports nausea. She said this is chronic. This is worse whenever she travels. And is requesting Zofran just to have in case her nausea flares up, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure 126 over 69, pulse 101, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema. Correction, she has peripheral edema, no cyanosis or peripheral edema, open parentheses. Peripheral edema is chronic, close parentheses. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder, number 2 is proteinuria. Next assessment, hypertension. Next paragraph, chronic nausea. Next paragraph, today we did labs. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, and vitamin D. Next paragraph, patient's medication will refill as follows. Suboxone 8, correction. Suboxone 8/2 mg SL film. She would take one film SL daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, Ibrucertin/8CTZ 300/12.5. She would take one PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, Zofran 4 mg, 1 PO TID PRN for nausea vomiting. Number 24, no refills. Urinalysis was done clinic today. Urinalysis revealed protein. Positive for blood glucose at 1000. Patient and I discussed this result and she showed me her phone where she has a machine that monitors the sugar. The number is 120 according to the monitor she has on, period. Urine drug screen was done. Urine drug screen was positive for Suboxone, which she takes as part of the program. And all other unauthorized substances were negative, period. Next paragraph. Zofran was prescribed. Next paragraph, PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware doesn't support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion, period. Urine drug screen revealed Suboxone. Next paragraph, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.